Last week, UNC shared a message with the campus community saying a suspect entered the campus Y and left anti-Semitic vandalism over the weekend of January 23rd. The incident was reported to UNC police, who have since identified the suspect and issued two warrants for the person's arrest. As of Monday, February 1st, the suspect has been apprehended and is currently undergoing medical evaluation. Campus officials say they will be released to law enforcement and the two arrest warrants will be served as soon as the evaluation is complete. On the CampusWise Facebook page, the co-presidents described the scene they found once the vandalism was discovered, stating that the office was left in shambles, Confederate flag imagery was scattered along tables and sofas, and racial slurs were left on the whiteboard. In the days following the vandalism, Chair of the Faculty Executive Committee, Mimi Chapman, convened a special meeting on Friday, January 29th, to enact a resolution to condemn actions that target marginalized groups.
Well, the reason that I called this meeting when I did is because Faculty Council does not meet until February the 18th. And I think by that time, you know, this issue will have lost its immediacy.
The Faculty Executive Committee represents UNC's faculty in advising the university administration, planning and setting university priorities, and supporting the university's mission to embrace an unwavering commitment to excellence. The resolution passed unanimously reads, "Be it resolved that the Faculty Executive Committee affirms and supports the members and leadership of the Campus Y in the wake of the disturbing and hateful attack on their offices." Chapman said she felt it was apt to not only condemn these hateful actions, but to also applaud the Campus Y's response. In their own statement, the Campus Y co-president said they hope the suspect receives the proper support and rehabilitation necessary, asking that the individual receives the care they need by informed providers before being turned over to law enforcement.
You know, to have been attacked in the way that those students were, and the co-chairs, you know, there was threatening stuff left for them by name, and yet their statement was so empathic and you know, it really was nuanced. It wasn't just, this is deplorable. It was, this is deplorable, and we want to stay true to our values and being concerned for people.
In addition to the Faculty Executive Committee, UNC Student Body President Reeves Mosley spoke out about the injustice at the Y, expressing his support for the students and student leaders who were impacted by the vandalism and threats to personal safety.
This hateful attack on the Campus Y provides a stark reminder that, despite the progress made this far, there's still more work that needs to be done to actively support and protect marginalized communities. We, as an entity, must continue to stand up and fight against racism, anti-Semitism, and discrimination wholeheartedly.
You can read more about the vandalism at the Campus Y and learn more about the university's response at chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.